Okay, moms, I've been working on something and this is for you. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're a dreamer, if you have a 9-to-5, if you're fueled by goals, or if you feel like you are made for more and want to get after it and out of your own head and be surrounded in an environment that offers you supportive, like-minded, mom-fueled females, this is where you're going to want to be. The Momentum Mastermind. Today, I am announcing my small group mastermind for 2024. 6 months commencing January 16th through the end of June, this mastermind group will meet twice monthly on Zoom, amazing monthly guest speakers in all areas, women's health, fitness, business development, unlimited Voxer support for myself and others in the group, as well as 2 in-person retreats. And for those that sign up before the end of 2023, I will be offering them a one-on-one session every other month, so offering 3 one-on-ones throughout the 6-month course. If you're looking for interaction, inspiration, accountability, and growth in all areas of your life, this is for you, and I welcome you to the Momentum Mastermind. Reach out today. Let's get started. Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to the weekly mom moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood, the good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of 3, 2 teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep, somehow our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thank you so much for being here today, Friday, December the 29th. I cannot believe we are a few days away from a brand new year. And to think about it, New Year's Day, January 1st this year, is on a Monday, which for my kind of enjoyment of Scorpio organization, a Monday for the top of a month, for the top of a whole brand new year, just seems so perfect. So today, I just wanted to talk about 2023, New Year's 2024. It just seems like everywhere I look right now, everyone is talking about New Year's resolutions and all that comes and what's next. I think that's where I'm going to start with this one because, yeah, I get it. I'm all about goals and momentum and prioritizing what life you want to live and how you're going to do it. But this is a daily action. This isn't just an annual set. If you actually look statistically at New Year's resolutions, research suggests, according to Fisher College of Business, that only 9% of Americans that make resolutions complete them. And going further, it also shows that 23% of people quit their resolutions by the end of the first week, and 43% of people that make New Year's resolutions quit those by the end of January. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I can tell you what I think and I am going to, but there are so many reasons why this actually happens. But why do you think this is? I'd be super curious. But for me, I think because when you say you're going to commit to a New Year's resolution, you're telling yourself that you're going to wait until a certain day to start something that clearly you're not motivated enough to start before that date anyways. So why do you think you would be motivated and accountable enough to continue doing said something throughout the year? Let's start with this. Choose goals that you can break down into attainable daily action steps that move you little by little in the right direction every day. Choose goals that motivate you. Let's say you want to become more active and complete a 10K in 6 months, but you hate to run. Why would you even choose that goal? Maybe you love to go to the gym and lift weights. Maybe committing to do this 3 times a week or 4 times a week would be the great goal instead. So choosing something around something that motivates you, catch my drift? The whole other side of goals, even if you find something that you are more so motivated by, is then accountability. And that is where I have leaned into so many years of motivating and coaching different people and myself through goals, through groups, through accountability. Because when you have a partner, when you have a group, when you have a coach, things like this, it makes us show up. We know someone's watching, we're saying our goals out loud, we're committing to something. And so by doing this, having accountability is a huge motivator in actualizing your goals. So 2023 has been a year for me of so many comfortably uncomfortable times. And this will all wrap back up into a little bow for you to understand where I'm coming from with all of this. But I'm going to look back over the year just briefly. The mantra, my mantra for 2023 was comfortably uncomfortable. And I am currently in the search of a new word for the year to come. And that is more so where I lean into resolutions. It's not resolution, as I said, it's more so word. A word that's going to propel me, be consistent, attain new goals, actualize the dreams, things as such. But I digress. This past year, I committed to pushing myself more beyond what was comfortable. And I have grown more and attained so much more joy and memories through doing this than I can even explain. One, we took our family to Europe for 6 weeks, which was not only a long time goal that was actualized, but it was something we will never forget or regret. And all 5 of us had so much growing throughout this time together. 2023 made me step out of my comfort zone, hire my own coach, and launch my own coaching business, performance and accountability coaching. It's where it's at for me in life and business. It all falls under the same umbrella, as we are only one person. Bringing community and like-minded people together is something that I am so passionate about. Coaching women to pursue their goals, both in personal and business measures, I live for, because we can. We are not meant to do life alone, and this is my new thing with being able to bring amazing women together in Momentum Mastermind. We are not meant to do life alone. And when we are growing our dreams and going after our goals, having people in our corner to help inspire, to help get questions asked and answered, and again, to hold us accountable, all the more gets us to where we want to be and continues to grow us forward. It's amazing when you surround yourself with like-minded people, what transpires, inspires, and grows you. Truly, the limits are endless. So even look at your life right now. Look at who surrounds you. Are you surrounded by motivation? Are you surrounded by people that want to level themselves up? Are you growing? I look at even within my household. We all have our own dreams and we're all going after our own goals and we all push and inspire each other. We all sit down annually, not January 1st. This is something that we actually do before the kids go back to school and sit down and have them write out goals for their school year, along with their goals for their sports or whatever else that they would like to attain throughout the year. And then we sit down that next year, go through them and reset them. So always having goals, always knowing where you're growing towards. And this can definitely change. I know my goals change sometimes when I get into something and I'm working on something. I'm like, this just doesn't feel right. That's fine too. But to be able to reevaluate those, that's super important. And I am going to get in the habit of doing this monthly. And I would love to know if you look at your goals daily, weekly, monthly, annually. I look at them often, but I'd like to reevaluate them and see where I am every month. I think this is something that I am uncovering as I'm talking here at the moment. So it's definitely something I am going to work on doing. 2024 for me is another year that I can't wait to continue to grow and to learn more about myself and what I am fully capable of doing for health, for self, for fitness, through my business, dreams that I will build towards every day I cannot wait for. But here's the thing. As I said at the beginning, 2024 starts today. 2025 starts today. Tomorrow starts today. Every day, we are continually doing something to work on said goals, said action plans. Why wait until another day? Today, I sat and I did my morning journal. This was something that I promised myself that I will now do every day. It was something that I was missing. I was so consistent with it a few years back and then totally let it dwindle. So this is a goal to myself that I am setting to bring back, and I am doing it in the morning so that it is something I create as an actionable habit. I will habit stack, so I do my journal before I go down to the gym for my workout. I haven't showed up here behind the microphone this month because every time I do, it just doesn't seem significant enough. And that's another thing that's just totally on me, and another goal that I will be here more actionably and more weekly showing up going forward. And I'm sitting here recording this podcast for you to listen to in hopes to inspire you a little bit more to stop waiting. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I promise you, I understand what the waiting feels like. I promise you, I understand what second guessing yourself feels like. Until you take action, you never know. You never know what you're missing, and only allow yourself to wonder. Until you start, you will always think, what if? It can be scary. It can be messy. And oh, I promise you, it will be messy and it will be scary, and it should be. It doesn't matter what it looks like. None of these things doesn't mean don't start. All things that are worth it take effort, they take nerves, they take heart, and they take passion. With all of that, there is never regret on whatever happens throughout your journey. Do it for you. Do it to inspire. Do it because your kids are watching and need an example to follow. Lead by example. I believe in you. I appreciate you listening and being here and believing in me too. What scares me most is being in the same place next month, in 6 months, a year from now, because I know how capable I am of more when I just take action, one little action every single day. From going to the gym to making time to have connection with some amazing women in my life to making new connections, to coaching some inspiring, awesome, badass women, to making memories with my family. All these actions are putting me somewhere further ahead than I am right now. So I challenge you to sit and reflect on this past year and all that you have accomplished. Take gratitude in, because it is in this place of gratitude that we grow and that we set more intentions in our daily life and take action on new habits and begin to allow ourselves to dream bigger, and attain new goals. So today, not tomorrow, not next week, not January 1st, today, take some time for yourself to think and take action on one little thing that you can start growing into more every day for yourself. Happy New Year, everyone. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I believe in you. Stop putting yourself to the back burner of your own life. Take action. Start today. If you're looking for a group that starts in January 16th, then reach out and join Momentum Mastermind for 6 months of inspiring small group coaching with amazing special guests coming in, a couple of retreats. It is where it's at if you want to really grow with full-on accountability. Reach out today. I am also accepting a few more one-on-one clients for 2024 if this is more up your alley. Again, thank you for tuning in today. I look forward to hearing of all of your action items and what you're going to take on for 2024. If this was a little bit of inspiration for you today, I would so appreciate if you would share it with someone or please like and even rate my podcast. I would so appreciate that. Happy New Year. See you soon. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.